The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are.
And where we are going.
Hi, I'm Kayla Smith.
And I'm Amon Davis.
In a society where everyone is to be viewed as equal, there are still numerous cases dealing with police profiling in many of our state's communities. We asked Rashad Birdsong, a lifelong activist fighting against racial discrimination and other systemic disparities, and also the CEO of the Community Empowerment Association, which offers services to reduce and prevent violence in the Homewood-Brushton area, to explain to us what police profiling is and what are its disadvantages.
It's almost like a ideology in a culture. They look at certain communities which they target, which is overpopulated by African-Americans or people of color, and they also look at crime in the community, high unemployment rates, and also school dropout rates. Racial profiling is when you don't take into consideration that there's other people that live within the community in relationship to some of the young people that might be caught up in some of the underground criminal activity in the community.
Many times, people overlook the fact that police aren't the only ones who profile. Tally Thompson of Youth Opportunities Development, a program which focuses on addressing the root causes of violence, helps explain this issue.
It needs to be addressed on the resident side of things, and it needs to be addressed on the law enforcement side of things. And the same way that, you know, police officers get to a point where they may profile sometimes, as residents, we can in turn profile police in a sense, where there are some police that come in and profile and do some things, but it doesn't make all police officers bad, or it doesn't mean that all police officers would profile.
Tim Stevens shares his thoughts on why it's important for police to remain in the Pittsburgh area.
I am absolutely against city police officers living outside the city. The reason why I'm against it, because as bad as the relationships are at times between the community and the police, the relationship will become worse.
Mr. Thompson shares his thoughts on how to improve relations between police and their communities.
If we go back to more community-oriented police, when there was more community-oriented police stations in the neighborhood, more cops that were walking the beat, that could help with the police profiling issue.
Mr. Birdsong feels that the solution is for the community and the police force to collectively come together to do their parts to make police profiling minimal.
There need to be more culture-specific training and sensitivity to give law enforcement individuals who is not familiar with our community or population a better understanding of the culture in our group in these communities. We have to organize and mobilize our community to become more aware and more educated.
Both Mr. Thompson and Mr. Birdsong are in agreement that having a more diverse array of law officers is key.
Diversity on the police force is the answer.
When you have people that look like you and people that experience the same experiences that you, more than likely they'll understand the dynamics and the culture of a community.
We spoke with Officer Michael Gay, Community Relations Officer for Pittsburgh Zone 5.
His view is that where an officer resides should not change their desire to do their part to protect the residents within their jurisdiction.
With regards to the diversification of the police force, he feels a large part of the burden falls on the Black community to have a desire to become part of the police force.
His view is that the community members aren't getting involved enough and that the best way to affect change is to become part of it.
In order for there to be a complete stop to police profiling, we must all do our part and treat everyone as equal.
Don't be so quick to judge a book by its cover. The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.